discussing a little bit Mishpatim Chukim, the Rambam, the Ramban. Let's circle back a little bit for today to the Rambam. We had seen the last halach in Hachos Me'ilah. Let's come back to that for a minute. The Hamishpatim, again, it's by Ches Halach Ches, the last halach in Hachos Me'ilah. The Hamishpatim, the Rambam says, Hein ha-mitzvos shataiman goloi v'tovas asiyosan ba'olam hazeh yidua k'gon isra gezel v'shvichas domen v'kivet ovaim. What is Rambam adding with that second phrase of Tovas Asiyosin Ba'olam Hazeh Yidua? It seems difficult because it seems to be, you know, just pragmatically, you know, we appreciate that there's an Issur Gezel. No one really wants to get mugged and have their have the wallet taken away, and but if that's what it means, it's difficult because l'chora isn't the pshat by mishpatim and chukim not that mishpatim are intuitive on a pragmatic level. That they're intuitive on a moral level, on a religious level, right? It's intuitive to us that morally, Gezel and Shvichas Damim are wrong. You know, the fact that if you don't have an Issur Gezel, Issur Shvichas Damim, that it's going to be the wild, wild west, I mean, that is obviously true, but is that what defines Mishpatim? Isn't Mishpatim that we understand the... We understand, we have an intuition to appreciate the morality, not just the need, not just the practical need, but we have an intuition to understand the morality and of the mitzvah. We don't have an intuition to understand the inherent compelling nature of the mitzvah. And we'll present it as a second question, but obviously it's not really a second question. But then when the Rambam gives us the definition of chukim, so it's not symmetrical. Chukim heina mitzvah she'ein taiman yadua. Okay, so that parallels mishpatim heina mitzvah she'taiman yadua, but then there's no... The Rambam doesn't have a parallel to the phrase of Tovas Asiyosan Ba'olam Hazeh. So whatever it is that's added by Mishpatim, the Rambam doesn't need to negate by Chukim. So you're talking as follows. In one of the volumes of Noros HaRav, I don't remember which one, so there's a shir that the Rav gave on Aser Sadibros that's transcribed. And in that shir, it's apropos of the Mechilta that Rashi quotes at the beginning of Aseres Hadibros of Eidaber Elokim Eis Kol Advarim Ha'Ela Lemur, that the Torah here refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eidaber Elokim, but with a Midas Hadin. Even though most mitzvahs is Eidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemur. So it's unusual. It's that the Torah introduces the Aseret HaDibros with the Yidav Elokim. And the Mechilta is Mechilta common sense. So the Rav explains that what it means is like this. The Omek of the definition of mishpatim is not only, again, that the reason or the inherent morality is intuitive to us, but the omek is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created such certain tenets of morality are natural. What does that mean? So let's say, moving into the physical universe, outside of the moral domain, into the physical universe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the laws there as well. Right? There are moral laws, L'sirtzach, L'sigzal. There are also laws of physics. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created laws in the physical universe as well. So what will be if a person is going to be over, right? Again, so a person, Machamon and son, can be over on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's moral law. So what will be if you take the equivalent of that, the analog of that, in the physical universe? Person, no one's going to tell me what I can do, what I can't do. Don't tell me anything about gravity. I want to step outside of this window. I'm going to step outside of this window. No one's telling me what to do. So what happens? What happens if a person acts on that and he violates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's physical law? So is it that La'acha Me'a Ve'esrim, he's going to give a din v'cheshbon? Well, yes and no. The La'acha Me'a Ve'esrim is going to be La'acha 5 seconds. He will give a din v'cheshbon for that rebelliousness, but there's also going to be immediate consequences in Olam Hazeh. So the difference, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with two types of divine law. Some divine law is natural. Natural means that it's part of the functioning of Olam Hazeh. And then there are other laws, other divine laws that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, which are not natural. Again, not natural in the sense of that they're not embedded in the fabric of Olam Hazeh, not natural in that sense. That's the only sense in which we're saying not natural. The omek of mishpatim is that mishpatim, like the physical laws of the universe, are embedded into the natural fabric of Olam Hazeh, such that if you have a society which flagrantly violates Isser Gezel or Shrifas Domim, so it's not only that there's a din v'cheshbon to give la'acha me'a ve'esrim, but one will see there will be consequences in Olam Hazeh as well. Pokhazi, the world today. That's pshat in the world today. That's heichan higanu, l'makom shehiganu, is this yisod of the Rav. Is that when one violates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's moral law, which he created as natural moral law, so it's in addition, again, to the aveira that a person or a society answers for, basachayai, there are immediate consequences. There are consequences in Olam Hazeh as well. A society that rejects tradition and rejects wisdom of its elders, a society that rejects, destroys all values, a society that rejects, and that this rejection began in the 60s, that rejects los enough, destroys the family. This destroys the family, which is the nuclear unit, the building block of a stable society. society that rejects Lasinov champions the Yetzer Hara, and after the Yetzer Hara has conquered that front, that Lasinov is no longer a barrier, is no longer a constraint, so then the Yetzer Hara knocks down other barriers and other constraints until one reaches not nightmarish conclusions. What exists today is beyond a nightmare. No one 55 years ago, no one, the most forward-looking person, the most perceptive and insightful person, no one could did or could have foreseen the craziness and the hashkasa that exists in the world today. And all that is the pshat and all that is what the Rav explained. And that's the omik of Mishpatim. The omik of Mishpatim is not only that we understand, that it's intuitive, but that it's natural. Again, natural in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu embedded it in the world. And the same way, again, a flagrant violation of the law of gravity has consequences in Olam Hazeh because HaKadosh Baruch Hu embedded that law into the fabric of the world. So too, Issa Gezel, Issa Shvichas Damim, Mitzvahs Kibbut of the Ein, when those things are rejected, HaKadosh Baruch Hu embedded that into the natural moral fabric of the world, and there are consequences, very, very real and very, very far-reaching consequences in Olam Hazeh. Yitachin, that's what the Rambam means. So Adkan what the Rav said, Mikan v'Eilach, maybe to apply it, maybe that's what that means. Shatayim and Goloi, don't think only our partial understanding of what Mishpatim means, that we understand the reason. No, understand that Tovas Asiyasim Balam Hazeh Yidua, the Rambam doesn't mean it in a pragmatic sense. He doesn't mean that, oh, we appreciate Mishpatim on a pragmatic level. No, that lowers what the category of Mishpatim is. But the Rambam is saying, no, that hand in hand with Taimon Goloi is that it's natural morality. Again, natural in the sense that it's embedded in the workings of Olam Hazeh. And that's what the Rambam is saying. Meila, once you say that Chukim is ein time on your door, so then it's understood that we don't have any appreciation for what Tovas Asiyasan, for what Tovas Asiyasim is. If you don't have the first step of time on your dua, you obviously don't progress to the deeper level of the significance, of the deeper significance of time on your dua, again, is that it's natural morality. The Rambam in Shemoneh Prokim has basically a halacha l'maisa nafgemina to this distinction between Mishpatim and Chukim. The Rambam quotes in Perek Vav of Shemoneh Prokim, initially he poses it as a clash . The Rambam says like this, that you find that the philosophers say that a person who does what's right because he's suppressing an urge to act differently, right, a kovish as yitzro, is a lesser madrega than the person who has internalized the value and wants to do good. The person who wants to give tzedakah and does so happily, willingly, is a higher level than a person who gives the same $50, but it has to be kovish as yitzro in order to do that. And he says that, Shlomo HaMelech says like this also, that nefesh rasha ifsara, the tzaddik not only doesn't he do ra, but he's not misaveh, he doesn't desire it either. But meidach kisa, you have the maima of Shem Ring Amliel, of lo yoma odem yefshi lecho bosu b'cholav yefshi lil bo shatnes, yefshi lov ala erva, ela efshi mo'esa, sh'av yishav shamayim gozo alai. So how do you reconcile this? So the Rambam answers that it's a difference between mishpatim and chukim. When it comes to mishpatim, so that's what the philosophers were talking about, and they're right, and that's what Shlomo HaMelech said. When you're talking about chukim, and the Rambam says, notice the examples of Moshe Ben Gamliel gives. It doesn't say that lo yoma odam efshi lignov o lishbol damim. He doesn't give any of that type of example. The example he gives is dafka basa b'chala, dafka shatneis, meaning he gives examples dafka of chukim. So what's the pshat? So the pshat is that the Rambam is saying that this distinction between mishpatim and chukim is not only an important distinction on the philosophical level, but it has very practical implications as well. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a an intuition for geza, for shvichas damim, the fact that it's intuitive means that we're supposed to comply naturally. We're supposed to comply naturally. And that's why if the person is supposed to cultivate the midah, not only is he supposed to behaviorally comply, but he's supposed to cultivate the midah. Again, he's supposed to happily give staka kematnas yado. He's supposed to very willingly and comply with Issa Gezel Shvichas Dom. He's supposed to very happily be Mekaya and Kibar Ov La'em. Again, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with a natural with an intuition for it, means that the mitzvah should be performed in that natural way. Okay. But how do you understand the other half of what Moshe Ben Gamliel said? Moshe Ben Gamliel says, Mela, that a person doesn't have to have an instinct not to eat basa b'cholav. But Moshe Ben Gamliel, B'davka, doesn't want him to. Right? Again, what Moshe Ben Gamliel says is that when you walk by McDonald's, you have to think that I don't know if you ever think the cheeseburger would be healthy. But you have to think that it's succulent. You have to think, no. All things being equal, if there was no mitzvah satorah, so of course I would be happy to, I would want to indulge, and I would want to have, I would want to eat it. But moya seh, ovi shavah shavah, and goz alai. So mele, it's not natural. And therefore, unlike kibarava aim, unlike stalker, whether there's an intuition for it, there's no intuition for basa b'cholav, so you don't have to do it naturally. But why do you bedavka have to? A person shouldn't talk himself into that. Oh, when you combine the basar and chalav, it doesn't taste good. And who in the world would want to eat it? A person, their breakfast, davar acher and eggs. A person not supposed to. No, it's a very tasty breakfast. It is a very tasty. But moas avishav sharam goes away. What's the pshat? Because the pshat is like this: Heyos, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the mitzvah isn't intuitive, so for a person to superimpose that detracts from the Kiyum Mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an intuition for Kibud Av V'Em. So Memela, that a person happily is a Mekayim Kibud Av V'Em, as opposed to being Kovish Yitzro, so that's the ideal form of the mitzvah. But Hayos HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us an intuition for Shatnez. If a person develops any force or factor other than the mitzvah, so then that detracts from the Kiyum Mitzvah. It's almost as if the Kiyum Mitzvah now becomes Lishma V'Shalo Lishma. Yeah, it's like a din in the Torah, Vegan Kalayim Shatnez Le'ad HaLecha, but it's also, it's not my style of suit anyway, you know? So that detracts from the Kiyum Mitzvah. Because once the mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create and didn't design the mitzvah as being intuitive, if a person generates that, so that's megareya in terms of the Kiyum Mitzvah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that should be the character we have, so then that's part of the mitzvah. But when, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us an intuition for basar v'chalav, didn't give us an intuition for levush shatnez. So then, for there to be such an artificial one is megare from the Kiyum Mitzvah. Okay. Okay, we'll continue on 125 in a minute.